This is Terry Waite speaking from East Jerusalem on what is an important day for both the Israelis and for the Palestinians. One Israeli soldier has been released and 1,000 Palestinian captives who've been accused of a variety of offences. Some would describe them as terrorists, some would say they are freedom fighters. And certainly they do live under a system of great oppression. Today, we've been visiting one of the star projects, I think, of YCare, which is a vocational training centre in Jericho. We travelled down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, well known to those who know the story of the Good Samaritan, and we got to the centre, which I've been to before, and I have to say I have seen some really good improvements. It's a fine building which takes in students, young men and women, who would normally be on the streets but who are being equipped for a career in a variety of things: car mechanics, business studies, computing, computing repairs, all the practical skills which would enable them to set up in a business of their own. And when we'd been to the centre, we went to see some of the young men and women who had left, who graduated, and who had set up businesses of their own. And most impressive it was, too. And this, of course, all helps to build up a basic infrastructure across Palestine. And if you provide employment for young people, then, of course, you do, in fact, prevent them being drawn into violent activities, which... of course, is a real possibility, but employment does in fact mean that they can get into a work, get into a job, run their own business and look after their families. And so it's been an encouraging day. What I hope to see in the future is that this centre will become a fully fledged polytechnic, and I think there's every chance of that, as YCare cooperates with the Palestinian Authority, who've been providing funds also, and with a group called the YCare Wise Men, who will probably help also. And so we may see next time I come here a fully-fledged polytechnic going, thanks to YCare and thanks to your help.